Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design and by the Internet, the latest in cutting-edge technology. If you liked Pong, Asteroids, and the programming prowess of your Commodore 64, you're going to love the Internet. Thank you for listening to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for all your love and all your interest on Pinterest. And, of course, Whiff Roasters and Lidditz, thank you for existing. We're going to talk this week about linking, five steps to improve your link quality. But first, a nice big fat scam advisory for you. It's currently sunny, becoming partly cloudy with a chance of BS. 100% chance, mind you. The latest scam to make the rounds in the SEO forums involves what is called domain name search engine registration. So if you see this, domain name search engine registration, four words, you don't need it. A couple of years ago on our blog, I exposed the Domain Registry of America scam, where a company calling themselves Domain Registry of America sent URL owners letters with an American flag logo, looking all official and making it look like you had to renew your domain registration with them, and always at a price that was about triple what you pay through GoDaddy or another domain service. This time around, it's a company called DomainRegList.com. What they do is send you this really official-looking letter telling you things like, quote, response requested by May 29th, 2015, unquote. Or this one. This letter is to inform you that it's time to send in your registration, unquote. Or this one. Privatization allows the consumer a choice when registering. Search engine registration includes domain name search engine registration. Includes domain name search engine submission, unquote. Or how about this one? Do not discard. This notice is not an invoice. It is a courtesy reminder to register your domain name search engine listing so your customers can locate you on the web, unquote. And then finally, I've just got one more for you. I'm sorry. This stuff just amuses me, because when you look at how it's worded, it's carefully worded and it really says nothing. So this last quote, and these are direct quotes from this letter. Failure to complete your domain name search engine registration by the expiration date may result in cancellation of this offer, making it difficult for your customers to locate you on the web, unquote. And of course, they'll be glad to accept your credit card or debit card for payment. Check out their very, very careful wording there. Failure to complete your domain name search engine registration by the expiration date may result in cancellation of this offer, making it difficult for your customers to locate you on the web. Ah, cancellation of this offer. Well, I'd better give them my financial information now. My favorite line is that by not accepting the offer, you're, quote, making it difficult for your customers to locate you on the web. No, you're not. You're not. These people just want your money and have found a very clever and deceitful way to get it. They're counting on the fact that you really don't know what you're reading in the letter they send. So they use words and phrases like do not discard, failure to complete, may result in cancellation, privatization, difficult to locate you on the web. All these words to make you feel like you're missing out on something, that they know something you don't, and that you need to do what they're suggesting. Domain name search engine registration is a scam. You don't need it. Your website will show up just fine without it. Now, on to linking. That's why we're gathered here today. I've got five tips for you this week that will help you get better quality links to your website. Now, linking is not nearly as, well, easy as it was years ago, thanks to all the spammers. But when it comes right down to it, this is what everyone should be doing and really should have been doing in some way all along. Simply put thought into your linking. So, your first tip is do your research. Research your competition. To do this, you want to make a list of your target keywords. Don't make it too huge of a list. Doesn't have to be that big, but make sure that it includes your main target keywords. If you really want to get more granular than that, you can do that later. Right now, for our purposes, stick with your main target keywords. Then you want to do searches on Google and Bing to find the business, who rank ahead of you, mainly the ones that rank the highest for those search terms. It's important to know your competition online anyway, but this way we're looking for those who rank higher than you for your key search terms. In most cases, these businesses will have high quality backlinks. What we want to do is identify those that would be of value to you. Some of them won't be of any value, as they may be personal associations, affiliations, etc., that are either localized or specialized to where they don't really apply to you. Others, however, will prove to be quite relevant. Now, tip number two. As alluded to in tip number one, we want to identify the best quality links on your competitors' sites. Fortunately, there are some really nice tools available online that will help you do this. One of them, and it's a good free one, is Link Assistant. What you can do is take your competitors' websites that you found in step one and use a tool like Link Assistant to see where their backlinks are coming from. What you want to do when you get this information, you look first for their top backlink resources, the places that your competitors' sites receive the most backlinks from. Make note of the ones that are most relevant to you. And again, you will no doubt see some links that won't apply to you, and your situation for one reason or another, you know, they just won't apply. You also, though, will no doubt see some links from some resources that you'll want to make note of to get links from, and I mean legitimate links. There are some good legitimate directories. Beware, though, there are a lot of worthless ones, too. There are also good industry-specific resources, and don't forget personal blogs. Those can be very good backlink resources for you. Just because it's a personal blog doesn't mean it's not legitimate. We live in an age of social interaction on the internet, and this is about as personal and social as it gets, really, when you're talking about a personal blog. For instance, a lot of you have a bit of a stigma against mommy blogs, yet if you're a pet supply store, if you're a toy store, jewelry store, even a local hardware store offering some helpful household tips, mommy blogs can be your best friend. It's all about relevance. Now, tip number three. While you're assembling your list, or if you prefer, after you've assembled your list, you want to check each one of the backlink resources and make sure they're not in Google penalty. This is very, very important. It's extremely important because if they are, then their link can pass some bad SEO mojo to your website. And it's probably already passing on some bad mojo to your competitor's site. So in that case, bad for them, but good for you. FE International has a nice website penalty indicator tool that you can access free. And there are other ones online as well. But this is one that I've tried and I like. I have the link to it on our podcast page, by the way, at minddevelopmentanddesign.com. Just look for today's podcast and whoop, there it is. Just enter each backlink resource in the appropriate box on the tool and you'll get back a history of that site and if it has gone into penalty at any point in the past 3 to 5 years. It's really, really cool. And remember, you can never be too careful when it comes to your linking strategy. It's good that a website's not in penalty now, but to be able to see their history and see if they have been in penalty previously, that's good information because you can find out they're not in penalty, they never have been, Or if there's one penalty way, way back and they recovered, then obviously they learned their lesson and they're doing things right. But if you can also see, though, if there's a pattern of them getting penalized, and you know that'll help you determine, nah, don't want anything to do with this website. Links are not the be-all, end-all that they used to be, but even John Mueller from Google and Matt Cutts before him both acknowledged that Google simply has to figure links into their algorithm to get a more accurate picture of the relevance of a page and a site so they can deliver the most accurate results. Once you've isolated the backlink resources and properly analyzed them for relevance and absence of penalty, it's now time for tip number four. This is probably my favorite of the tips. Create original, informative, and compelling content. I hear the cringes already. It's this, original, informative, and compelling content. This is what makes most of you cringe when you hear it, because it means you got to do some writing. But hey, the pen is mightier than the sword, is it not? If you don't do the writing personally, then have someone on your staff handle it, or you can hire a freelancer. But I beg of you, please, please scrutinize who you hire, whether within your company or outside of your company. Whoever you have writing for you, scrutinize what they write and how they represent you. They are representing you, and you want your representation to be factually accurate and also show some personality and the ability to spark some thoughts from readers. By the way, before you write, make sure you check out the other blog posts on that particular website that you want to submit to. You want to make sure that what you offer is in line with what they typically topically post. You want this content to be a minimum of 500 words. Longer is better. Different websites and blogs have their own individual criteria. 500 words seems to be a good benchmark. You will find some that want, you know, anywhere from 600 to 1,000. But again, 500 tends to be a good benchmark for you. After all, you're writing this content to have it published on another website besides your own. And the owner of that website is going to be scrutinizing you the same way you would scrutinize someone who asks to post something on your website. Make sure the content you offer is original. Make sure grammar and punctuation are proper. And make sure someone can really legitimately come away with good, valid information after reading your article. And better yet, coming away having learned something. Which brings us to tip number five. Not to be confused with mambo number five, but I digress. Tip number five is contact, submit, and obtain the link. Once you've done tips 1, 2, 3, and 4, tips, steps, you can call them whatever you want. You can call them Bob. Contacting, submitting, and obtaining the link is the last step, or tri-step, I guess we could call it, because there's three parts to it. But it's the last step in the process. Different websites and blogs handle it differently. Some will only let you link from your author byline. Some won't allow an author byline, and they only want you to link from your article. You won't know until you contact them first. When you do contact them, it will most likely be by email. So make sure that when you email them, you're sending a personalized email and that you have spent some time looking over their blog so you're familiar with it. This preparation ahead of time will show in your email. You want to make sure you familiarize yourself with the kind of posts that they like on their blog, and also look for guest posting guidelines or guest blogger guidelines. Most sites that accept guest bloggers, they will have guidelines up there, and they will specifically tell you how to contact them. Some of them will even tell you what to put in the subject line, so when they're looking at their emails, they know they've got a new blog post submission. So make sure you do your homework ahead of time on their blog, and then you can write something to the effect of, hey, I've been reading your blog, and I have an article that might be a good fit. And then tell them briefly what the article is about and why you believe it's a good fit for their blog or website. It may take some interaction back and forth a little bit, before you get posts accepted. Be prepared to be rejected. It happens all the time. But stick with it. It is worth it in the long run. Remember, nobody is sitting there waiting for you to send a blog post. A lot of these websites have people constantly contacting them about submitting blog posts. So it is competitive. But follow these tips and be humble. Cast as wide of a net as possible with your potential backlink resources. Make sure they're relevant. Make sure they're clean, as in no penalties. And communicate with them the same way you want to be communicated with. It takes work to do it right, but you will be surprised how rewarding it can be for you and your website in the long run. Thank you so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and the Internet, making everything you never wanted to know about people that you know available with the click of a button on Facebook. We all hope you found this information helpful and empowering for you to improve and get more out of your online presence. Thank you, Whiff Roasters and Lidditz. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for the interest on Pinterest. Send us your questions through Facebook. Comment on our podcast page. Email us at info@minddnd.com or just click that blissfully aware ask a question button on the right side of our podcast page. The podcast, by the way, we'll be taking a week off from the podcast next Thursday. So thank you again, and I'll see you here in 2 weeks.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.